There's a game that I play that if someone's running just that slight bit behind, it becomes the task of how many things can I get done in the next 5 minutes?
I know, that traffic was really oddly bad.
There's a guy who came here a couple of years back. If I forget, hang up any items over there. And it's a moment of just brutal, brilliant honesty. Come on in. Where he shows up and he walks in and his statement is, I'm sorry I'm late. I did not leave early enough.
Oh.
And I'm talking to him and I'm hearing that and I'm just going, was there traffic? He goes, it's Northern Virginia. Of course there was traffic. It was the 4 o'clock appointment, which that one has the worst. And I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't leave early enough.
That was brilliant honesty. Well, I guess,
you gotta love that rather than the, oh, well, there was this happened and that happened.
You always have to account for more time, even if you're like, it takes about 40 minutes. It's more like, just give an hour.
Yeah, and I mean, it's in this area, it's that fun moment where if I need to get to Arlington, it'll take me 45 minutes to get there.
Which is crazy.
If I have to drive past Arlington, I'll get to Arlington in like 5 minutes. Just something about the universe hates me.
Yeah,
let me open this up here for you just as we, there we are. Wonders of going digital with everything and still the game of tracking everything down. And there you are. Perfect. And did you see the response to the email?
Yes.
Yeah. And we try to work chronologically from one meeting to the next. So first of all, give me a report of what you recall. First of all, from the process of what we did during the time together last time. We were here.
Highly relaxing.
Yeah.
Loved it. Felt like my mind was really clear and felt really good that whole day.
Yeah.
I think for me, I was a little confused what I needed to do this last week.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, because you had mentioned there were some videos I should,
there was an audio that I sent you. You get a chance to check that out.
Yeah, I checked it out, but I didn't know how long it was, and then this week has been crazy. So
I
need to do more to like say, okay, how many times do I need to do this, or what do I need to do?
Right. And this is where I smile and say, I told you all this time. Which the audio itself is only about 15 minutes long.
Okay.
So it's something that doesn't take a lot
okay.
of time. So it falls into the category, I love the phrase of, there's no such thing as finding the time, there's making the time.
Okay. So
that being said, there's a simple strategy that we folded into the process last time, which we'll sharpen today, though also fold on more things on top of it as well. Walk me through the time since then specifically, though.
So I kind of mentioned to you that my son is recovering from Lyme disease, and it's neuro Lyme, and so some days are really good, like he's just a normal human being, typical teenager, and then some days it's as if his body has been possessed by an alien, and he is completely crazy, and the kids and I just look at him like, just leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working with people, so
we're
working through that. But on those days, it is so stressful. It's like my stress level, just the normal, just like skyrockets.
Yeah.
And it's so hard because I just feel so powerless. Like, I literally do not know what to do, and half the doctors don't even know how to handle it. So, you know, it's not unusual that I would just feel overwhelmed. But I have consistently resorted to eating, and so that's kind of what I did this week, too.
Yeah, as much or as the same amount?
It felt the same amount.
Yeah.
And, I guess, I don't know. I haven't really noticed much improvement with myself to kind of not feel the need to do that or anyway.
Yeah, got
still
it.
Still doing all my exercising and running and all
good,
that.
Good, good. That's there. Perfect. Which you'll see that, again, as I said in the email, there's no failure, there's feedback.
Yeah.
Which it's that place where we can go in today and specifically go after that feeling that in spite of everything going on, here's what I can do about it. To let basically every reason why this was a challenge before become every reason why I can do this to take better care of myself. I can do this to get myself back on track and improving moving forward.
Right.
Sound good?
Yeah. Sure.
Now, it's a guy who came here. It's a story of, I think we had this chat on the phone, stop me if we did, where he walks in, and this is no comment on the actual condition, but he walks in, I smoke because I'm bipolar.
No.
And he walks out, because I'm bipolar, I never need to smoke again. Which, it's this beautiful thing that you cannot go after an illogical statement, with logic, because he knows that he has friends who are smokers and they're not bipolar disorder, and he has friends that are BPD, but they're also not smokers. So consciously, all levels of the mind know that these things are not connected.
Right.
And yet from his model of the world, because of this, this is why I do that.
Right.
And it's where to go at it from the place of, oh no, you don't feel that way, would be a disservice. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, to take that feeling as it's there, which the side note is, I did ask the question, is like, are you seeing somebody for that? And this has all been addressed before. But he goes, oh yeah, I've been seeing a doctor for that for years. It's completely been a non-issue for the last 10 years. So it's not an issue, yet it's every reason why he smoked, which is that it's the danger of that word because.
Yeah.
That because of this, this is what I'm doing instead. So instead it became an asset for us. It became a strength. This is every reason why, the opposite response instead.
Right.
On the right track?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll see where we're going today. On one side of things, rather the way I described today, rather than being that magnifying glass, really inspecting all of these triggers, inspecting all of these events and causes, and trying to provide insight and understanding as to why you do this, because the only result of that becomes, well, at least I know why I'm doing this. Instead, it's the metaphor that of a slingshot. Let's pull back with the intention of letting go.
Right.
And to use that momentum now to let all of these reasons why it used to be a challenge become instead every reason why I've got this. This is going to be easy.
And that's important, because I feel like I think I told you in the first session, like my willpower at certain times, it feels like something clicks and then I'm just, okay, I'm on a process and whatever, I can reach my goals. But it just seems like lately, for the last 3-4 months, mm-hmm. My son would even be like, you know, I'm going, I need Chick-fil-A. Okay, so we'll do that. And I don't eat fast food.
Yeah.
But then I find myself eating, like, the milkshake. Because I'll still do, like, the dessert items there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? I had a perfect day up until then. And I just think it's just my willpower. And normally I wouldn't do that. So, yeah, I have to admit.
Which, again, if willpower really worked, we'd all have everything we wanted.
Yeah.
But we don't. Willpower is that burst of adrenaline that helps the person lift up the car slightly so the thing can crawl out from underneath. Mm-hmm. Yet it's that, what is it, the Alcoholics Anonymous would fold in the phrase that willpower is just enough to drive by the bar. Yet here they are at home, and there's the entire stock in the basement of everything possible, and there they would use the phrase of halts. When your brain hungries, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or S we could use as either scared or stressed. Mm-hmm. And it's this place that to retrain that, though you'll see in the application of something we'll do today, it's in many ways not just disconnecting the behavior from that feeling, but also building the mechanism to dissolve that feeling away as well. Sound good? Awesome. Let's get to work.
All right.
Great. So how would you rather feel, as we like to say, as life happens? How would you rather feel in those moments?
Empowered to be able to make the choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. So good, I'm writing that down. Let's get to work.
All right.
I'm gonna kick these lights off.
I'm actually gonna take my clip out of my hair.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go for it. Perfect. Adjust all the gadgets and noisemakers and everything.
I know, Tina. Remind me. Can you just put your feet up?
It's so low that nobody can reach it.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I got it.
That is, I'm proud to share, a $1,400 Lazy Boy that I bought for $75.
Well, no, I love that kind of thing.
Craigslist.
Craigslist is awesome.
It's clean. We just have to fold that in. They bought it, they didn't like it, but they'd rip the labels off the back and the store wouldn't take it. So,
yeah, I've gotten
there's a moment where, there's a time where I had a photo on a blog post on my website, and it was the chair in the back of a U-Haul truck. I had to pay more to rent a truck than I did for the chair. And I put it up as like something funny, except people were going, you really have an office, right? I just had to delete it from the entire history of the internet. The way you're sitting is fantastic. It is helpful if the hands are on the sides of the chair. Because we've already done hypnosis together before, we're able to go into the work a little bit more efficiently today.
Okay.
This is kind of interesting. Take this hand and just press down on mine like you're trying to push a door open and just let those eyelids close on down. Because I'm going to count from the number 1 to 5. And as I count from 1 to 5, simply begin to press down stronger and stronger. In fact, as we begin this process today, become aware of every bit of stress, any bit of frustration, any bit of doubt that you can actually make these things happen that's been there over these last several days. And as I count from 1 to 5, as you begin to press down stronger and stronger, as if pressing it out of your body, removing it, releasing it once and for all as one, beginning to press down on my hand as if expelling all of that stuff once and for all. The number 2, I know you got it in you as you press down stronger and stronger as I go to 5. 3, pressing all the way down. That's right. Pressing down, sleep. Good. Just let the mind of the body just release, relax, and just let go as I rock the head gently back and forth. Just let every breath you exhale help to guide you deeper down. That's right. In fact, as I quit rocking, just release, just relax, just let go. Noticing those muscles now can become completely loose, limp, and relaxed. As I simply count backwards from 3 to 1, notice how these thoughts, suggestions, and experiences help to guide you to a deeper place of calm, focus, and ability. The number 3, taking this moment now as every natural just helps to guide you deeper down. Taking a brief moment to simply allow yourself to appreciate just how quickly you can bring the mind back to this place of calm and focus. Just as easily as you can rapidly shift yourself into a calm state of mind. As is a simple statement, you've got much more control over how you feel than you've ever thought possible. You've got much more ability inside of yourself to release, to relax, to let go. Now, the number 2, those muscles easily becoming loose, limp, and lazy like a rag doll, so that again today, anytime I pick up that hand and drop it, just helps to guide you deeper and deeper down. And the number 1, appreciation, again, with the statement that every natural breath follows the one before. You never have to remind yourself to breathe. Your body already knows exactly what it needs. Isn't that interesting? Your body already knows how to take in just the right amount. Your mind, your body, your digestive systems, even right now down to your heart. You are an incredibly system of subconscious behaviors, automatic functions. In this moment now, without even having to reference it, your heart has continued to beat naturally. It already knows what to do. The interesting thing is nearly every drop of blood in your body pumps through the heart every minute of every day. Your body is that amazingly efficient. It's the morning, and I have to assume that you've likely had something to eat this morning, and you never have to think to yourself, body, digest now. No. Your body already knows how to process that with ease. And take this bit of silence, as we share this silence together for a moment, in this bit of silence, notice how natural and normal your breathing is. And you've likely already noticed that the moment I ask you to stop and think about your breathing, it was no longer natural and normal. The moment I ask you to think about your breathing, you slowed down. And then you took a much deeper breath than you had done since we began. And only now it's only kind of back to the same rhythm it was before. And isn't that interesting? That the moment we take something which is perfectly unconscious in nature and bring it into the conscious mind, it no longer works as well as it did before. So it's an interesting thing to tell you that over the next several days, you begin to trust in your unconscious now, that unconscious ability to listen to yourself, to be kind to yourself, to find yourself easily now, no matter the circumstances, choosing the best and most appropriate outcome for you. As I pick up this hand and drop it, it's as if in the privacy of your own mind, you can revisit one of those moments over this last week. A moment where it seemed as if your son was an alien. A moment where it seemed as if all these things were piling up. And from this distance now, as if like getting in your car, driving a nice distance away, observing it from this perspective now, allow all levels of your mind to realize just how many other options there were, just how many choices were absolutely there. The truth is, you've got much more control over how you feel than you've ever thought possible. So simply follow these instructions now, as we've done before. Just simply take a nice deep breath in, let those lungs fill with air, hold it for a moment, feel that power that's already there inside of you. This is nothing new, this is who you are. Breathe it on out, just relax. And perhaps, like the classic phrase from all those old television infomercials, there's gotta be a better way. As there's always something better to do than to put your health at risk by choosing the wrong items and too much of it. We're not here to take away any satisfaction at all. Instead, we are here today to increase that satisfaction, eating slowly enough to truly listen to your body and absolutely begin to feel that satisfaction. Though there's something to be said about ritual. There's something to be said about how we close out the day. It's a brief story of a man who sat in that chair who, as he was here with the goal of losing weight, suddenly I discovered that the amount of alcohol he was drinking in the evening was excessive. Granted, it was just two gin and tonics, but the quantity of which was alarming. And as a brief version of the story, it's a moment where I encouraged him to pull out his phone and do a Google search and find out the calories of those two beverages. His eyes bugged out of his head as he discovered his two beverages were perhaps about 1,000 calories total. And the shock in his eyes and the realization as he simply said, "I think I'd be fine with just seltzer water and lime." The woman actually coming later this week, down about 40, 50 pounds, used to close out her evening with a rather risky amount of scotch, closing out her day, as she puts it, with just a nice cup of decaf coffee. It's the ritual that the day is done. So in this process today, later on, we'll be going in and building better strategies, building better outcomes. Yet allowing yourself now the simple realization as I drop the hand, the simple metaphor that if something in your yard were on fire, you would not douse it out with gasoline. That would only make the problem worse. So even as we continue working today, that unconscious part of your mind that keeps you breathing, keeps the heart beating, keeps the body digesting, the part of your mind that even though there was traffic, you did not have to stop and think about the mechanics of exactly how to drive your car. The old phrase, it's like riding a bike, it really is just like riding a bike. To begin to trust in your unconscious now, that part of your mind's ability to eat right, to drink right, to move right, to feel right. And this is interesting, because in a moment, I'm going to begin to lightly graze the back of your right hand with my fingertip. And imagine instead of my fingertip that this is a piece of ice. And just as I lightly graze the back of your hand with that fingertip as if it were a piece of ice, you can begin to allow kind of a cold, cool, kind of a numbing sensation to start to establish in the hand. A bit of a familiar sensation, like putting your hand into a cooler filled with cold, icy drinks, looking for the beverage you want and pulling it out, only to discover it's not the one you wanted. So what do? You go back in again. And again, the more you search, the more cool and numb that hand now becomes. You've laid on your arm in a funny position at some point in your life, and the arm began to feel all pins and needles as if it had fallen asleep. Or perhaps a very familiar sensation, wearing some sort of thick glove, whether a winter glove, whether a rubber glove of some sort for cleaning. Whether it's a cold or a cool or a numbing or even a tingling sensation, whatever kind of shift in awareness you create in this hand over here now, as you've done that, as you notice that hand feeling differently than it did before, simply let this finger raise. You got it. Good. Relax that finger down. Go much deeper. Now, here's where it gets interesting. As I let go of that hand, feel that sensation now travel up your arm. Let it migrate on the inside up your arm into your right shoulder. And as it travels, whatever the temperature of that feeling is, let it become kind of like a snowball. That as it travels, it gathers size and shape and momentum. Feel that sensation now travel across to your left shoulder over there. As it travels, gathering size and shape and mass, as you send that feeling now down your left arm over there. Becoming more noticeable, becoming stronger as it moves. And as you let that feeling establish in the back of your left hand over there, stronger than it's been over here, again, let this finger raise. Good. Relax. Go much deeper. And send it back along the same path it just traveled, up your left arm, back into your left shoulder, becoming stronger and more noticeable, like a ball of energy pulsating, getting stronger as it moves to your right shoulder over here. And as you send that feeling back down into your right hand where it started, but stronger than it's been so far, as that feeling is back over here, stronger than it's ever been before, again, let that finger raise. Good. Just for fun, prove you can do this, send it down to your right big toe. And as you've done that, let that finger raise. You got it. Good. Relax. Go much deeper. And hang on to that feeling down there for a little while. We'll come back to it later. We'll make use of it in a few moments. Though perhaps it would make sense to explain exactly why we're doing this right now. Realize this statement to be true. That feeling inside of you, that feeling inside of you that made it seem as if you just had to eat. That stressful sensation that popped up that seemed so overpowering. As you remember, as you recall, even as you begin to feel some of those sensations now, realize this statement to be true. That if I ever tried to sit here and tell you, oh no, you didn't feel that way, it was just in your head. If I ever tried to sit here and say that, I'd be lying to you. I would be doing you a disservice. You absolutely felt that way. Those feelings were absolutely there in your body. And again, if I ever tried to say otherwise, I would be doing you a disservice. Those feelings were absolutely real. They were absolutely triggered by these moments. You had every right to feel the way you felt. However, even the most skilled of doctors and surgeons would never be able to open you up, track down those feelings, whether it's stress, whether it's cravings, whether it's whatever we want to label them as. Even the most skilled of surgeons in this world would never be able to cut you open, track down those feelings, and remove them and throw them into a bucket. No matter where they looked in your body, they would never find them. Oh, but those feelings are absolutely real. You absolutely felt that way. I would never deny that. You would never deny that. However, again, the most skilled of doctors could never pick them up and place them somewhere else. So those feelings are absolutely real. But then again, they're not real. Those feelings are absolutely there. But then again, they're not there. Both of these realities are true at the exact same time. Nod your head as you understand. And it's that balance. It's that paradox. It's that two opposingly true statements that, for lack of a better term today, lets us play with it. In terms of language, it's what we refer to as a nominalization. It's an action word, which is turned into a thing, a noun. You could feel every bit of happiness in the world, yet you couldn't seal it in an envelope and give it to someone you love. Love, you can't put love in a wheelbarrow and push it around the village for everybody to see. And as fun as this sounds, unfortunately, you cannot put every bit of fear in the world in a box and mail it to somebody you don't like. These feelings are real, but they're not real. They're there, but they're not there. Again, nod your head as you understand. So it's an interesting statement. Let's get technical for a moment. Your feelings are meaningless until meaning is attached. Because some of the most exciting, some of the most exhilarating, some of the most pleasurable moments of your life were incredibly stressful. You just didn't stop and label it that way. So become aware of this now. Before we go further, think about a dimmer switch. Like for a light or a ceiling fan. You can twist that switch around to the right, and by doing so, turn it up to 100%. Yet for you to be able to do that, you can also do the opposite. You can bring it all the way down to zero, turning it down to nothing. So the message here is quite simple. If you can turn something up, you can turn it down as well. Again, nod your head as you understand. So with that in mind now, as I pick up this head and drop it, go to one of those experiences over the last couple of days. One of those moments where that stress began to mount on up. And don't just observe it. Don't just watch it. Step inside of it now. See it through your own eyes. Feel it in your own body. Be there in that experience all over again as if it's happening once again. And I can see you're connecting with that feeling. And like a dimmer switch, turn it up. If you turn it up, you can turn it down as well. You have much more control over that feeling than you've ever thought possible. So today, in this room where it's safe, the more you bring up that sensation, the more control you're going to have over it from this day forward. If on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 4 or a 5, kick it up to a 6 or a 7. Hey, push it to an 8. The more you bring it up now, the more control you're going to have over it from this day forward. Notice how you feel that in your body. That's right. Notice how you feel that in your mind. Notice how that makes your body feel. Notice where it's the strongest inside of you. Whether it's in the mind, whether it's in the body, whether it's all over. Feel that stressful sensation that seemed to be the biggest challenge up until now. Feel that sensation as real and as powerful as you can make it. Kick it up higher. Kick it up stronger. And go back to that little numbing feeling you left down your toe. That other feeling, that comfortable sensation we played with. Let that now roll its way up throughout your body. Let that now migrate up throughout your body and feel this new sensation, this positive sensation, flowing and migrating into those parts of you that used to experience stress, that used to experience that difficulty, that used to perceive that feeling as being powerless. And using the abilities of your mind, using the skills in your own body. As simple as I suggest this is as simple as you let it become. Let this new feeling now go in and just neutralize that stressful sensation. Like a tightly wound rubber band, releasing, easing, slacking off to just a relaxed pile. A relaxed thing that only becomes tense when absolutely necessary, like a bucket of ice being dropped into a pot of boiling hot water instantaneously, achieving room temperature. That's right. And as you hold on to this feeling of calm, this feeling, rather than being overwhelmed rather than perhaps being bored. Moments where people would find themselves mindlessly snacking and feeling underwhelmed. I've looked this up, it's not a word. But it sure makes sense that it should be. As you've created that shift inside of your own body, notice just how whelmed you can feel. Not too much, not too little. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears home, just right. And as you hold on to this feeling in your body now, go back to some of those moments over this last week where it may have seemed as if you just had to eat. It may have seemed as if you just had to respond with the old patterns and behaviors. And as you hold on to this calm, empowered state of mind, notice what's different. Because the truth is, even though we've done this process now just once, it becomes a skill, a resource, like a word, like the word we just invented together, the word of being whelmed. Look it up, it's not a word. Sure makes sense that it should be. The same as this process of neutralizing an unwanted feeling down to the place of nothing. So if a feeling ever arises, really it doesn't require an audio program. It doesn't require a fancy technique. As you just allow yourself to bring your awareness into that feeling, you become the one to take back control of it, rather than it controlling you. It's an interesting phrase. That your feelings are meaningless until meaning is attached. And if I ever tried to sit here and tell you, oh no, you'll never feel stressed again in your life, again, I would be lying to you. Life happens. We could have that wonderful day. Then there I was using the restroom, 3 a.m, banging my foot as hard as I could on the wall. Next time I'll turn the light on. Life happens sometimes. And it's that interesting experience now that becomes your choice. What that feeling means. And the interesting thing is this. As you walk out that door today, as you find yourself re-engaging with life around you, the fair statement is, and the structure of what you and I do together in this room, we only can work on one person. And that's you. Your son is getting the care that he needs, the process is in motion, as he heals, as he improves. And discovering now that all those moments where it used to be every reason things were a challenge instead, now becomes every reason to take care of yourself better. Now instead it becomes every reason to grow stronger, to persevere, to improve. This is nothing new. This is who you are. Take this bit of silence and just let all these realities sink deeper and deeper, letting the mind begin to wonder about opportunities ahead, allowing the mind to wander into experiences in the near future. Those things that you can already expect to happen, yet from this calm, whelmed place in your mind. Notice how your responses, your reactions, become ones that empower you even greater. Moving forward in this bit of silence that begins now. As you send your awareness down to the feeling of those shoes on your feet, just the simple shifting of awareness, the weight, the fit, the comfort, that helps to guide you deeper, relaxed. as you send your awareness to your hands and the padding of the chair. Now, I don't know if your left hand is more comfortable than your right, or if your right is more comfortable than your left, or if they're about the same. Either way, as you scan for that awareness, that takes you deeper, relaxed. Or even the feeling of the chair itself pressing up into your back, reminding you you're safe and secure, every natural breath guiding you deeper down. And it's a wonderfully hypnotic statement to tell you to become aware of your body occupying space. We've likely not used this word before, and that's intentional, but the phrase of a hypnotic trance. I hold back from using the word trance because it's a word that some people have sort of odd expectations of. Though the definition of trance is simply that moment where internal focus carries more meaning than external focus. So realizing now in these past moments, when that feeling arose, going inside of that feeling and letting that feeling direct you rather than you direct it. To say it quite comfortably, you've already been doing hypnosis, and today we just trade it out for a better, empowered trance state. So it's an interesting phrase to fold into this process today. An interesting phrase that you can allow yourself to become aware of your body occupying space. And just to recenter your awareness back into your own physical body grounds you, calms you, eases you on down. And as you become aware of your body now, there again is that feeling that has everything to do with any bit of frustration that may have been there in this last week. That feeling that made it seem as if you had to eat when you knew for a fact you weren't even hungry. That feeling that popped up in response to life around you, in which it may have seemed before as if you had lost control. And perhaps for the last time today, we're going to let you have the last word on that feeling. So no matter what situations arise, no matter what opportunities present themselves, the difference is as you walk out that door today, you will have control over those moments. If you'd like that, just nod your head. Good. So perhaps for the last time today, here where it's safe, bring your attention to that feeling inside of yourself that has everything to do with why you contacted me in the first place. That stressful sensation in the body that just eradicates that willpower. That stressful feeling in the body that makes it seem as if you can't help yourself and dip back into those old unwanted patterns. And just at the mention of it, I can see you're connecting with that feeling now. Again, it's like a dimmer switch. If you can turn it up, you can bring it down as well. And focus on that feeling right now. Because today, you're going to get to have the last word on it. Today, as you walk out that door, you take back control of your health, your body, your happiness, your own empowerment. Again, as you'd like that, just nod your head. Bring your attention to that feeling that you just don't like. That feeling that today you and I will work together to dissolve away. But first, as one, let that feeling begin to rise up inside of you now. Two, like a pot of water beginning to steam and beginning to bubble, beginning to boil on up. The number three, good, I can see you're connecting with that feeling. Don't hide from it. The more you bring it up today, the more power you're going to have over it from this day forward. The number four, as you focus on that feeling is connected to every time in your life you felt that way. And the number five, as you focus on that feeling is like a bridge to earlier moments, earlier experiences where you felt that feeling before. And notice this, as simple as I suggested, as simple as this becomes. As I count backwards from 5 to 1, notice you can follow that feeling to an earlier time, to an earlier moment where you felt that feeling, now is 5, following that stressful feeling back through time. The number 4, as if becoming younger, maybe smaller. The number 3, going inside of that experience all over again. The number 2, relive it, see it through your own eyes, feel it in your own body, hear the sounds around you in your own ears. And the number 1, be there inside of that experience now. Even in this process, you can speak clearly as you respond to these simple this or that questions out loud. It carries you deeper into that experience now. Be there in that stressful moment. First impression, is it daytime or is it nighttime? There, quickly respond out loud. Daytime. Is it inside or outside? Alone or with someone? Alone. Be there in that experience now. Be there in that moment as if it's happening all over again. And first impression, describe the scene. What's going on around you? In your kitchen. Describe the scene. What's going on in your kitchen? How do you feel?
Just wanting, opening the freezer and just eating some ice cream.
That's right.
Feeling stressed.
There you are. You're at that freezer. You're feeling stressed. How do you feel that stressed feeling in your body?
Tingly.
Tingly. Where does it feel the strongest? If you had to scan your body, where is that stressed feeling the strongest?
Arms,
the chest. As you focus on that feeling, there you are and you're in the kitchen. There you are in front of that freezer. What do you think is going to happen?
Just eating that ice cream or something to take my mind off of what just happened.
And be there inside of that experience. Is that helping?
No.
No. And be there. There you are in that kitchen with that ice cream. As if you could scan your body. First impression. How old are you there? Stick a number on
32.
It. That's right. Be there in that experience. 42 years old, in that kitchen, that stressed feeling in your chest, in your arms. As you scan your body, as you become aware of that stress sensation, answer this simple question, please. That stressed feeling in your body, 42 years old, is that feeling familiar, as in you've been there before in that kind of experience, or brand new?
Familiar.
Focus on that stressful feeling. Focus on that feeling in your body. And again, as I count backwards from 5 to 1, travel through that feeling and find yourself now at an earlier time, at an earlier moment where you felt that sensation now as 5, connecting backwards through time. 4, as if becoming younger, smaller. 3, into an earlier moment now. And the number 2, relive it. Be there in your own ears, eyes, body. Experience it for yourself. And the number 1, be there inside of that experience now. That's right. Is it daytime or is it nighttime there?
Nighttime.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Alone or with someone?
Alone.
Be there in that experience. What's going on? Describe the scene.
Back when we just had little kids, 3 little kids, and at night, just stressed from lots of little people around and just reaching for something comforting to eat.
And follow these simple instructions. Take a nice deep breath in. Let those lungs fill with air and go inside of that experience. Feel it inside of you in that moment. Be there in one of those moments now. First impression. How old are you there? Stick a number. 23. 23 years old. How do you feel that stressed feeling in your body now?
It's a little less, but in my arms maybe.
Mm-hmm. And as you focus on that feeling, 23 years old, that stressed feeling in your arms, familiar or is it new?
New.
And as I tap on the hand 3 times, as I tap on that hand 3 times, you could allow yourself to go to the very first time you were in that situation. The very first time you felt a stressful feeling and you felt the need to eat in response to it. Is 1, going to that very first time. 2, where that pattern became ingrained. 3, be there in that moment now. That's right. Is it daytime or nighttime there?
Nighttime.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Alone or with someone?
Alone.
Be there in that experience. Describe the scene. What's going on?
I just found some chocolate chips in a bag and just not sure if I was stressed or just curious, but ate most of the bag.
Mm-hmm. And as you ate most of the bag, how do you feel?
Sick.
If Follow these simple instructions. Take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, step inside of that experience and feel those sensations in your body. You can set aside that sick feeling for now. There's no need in revisiting that. But as you're there in that experience with those chips, how do you think it's going to make you feel?
Bad.
And as you're there and having finished it, how are you feeling now?
Bad.
First impression, stick a number on it. How old are you? 6 years old. And correct me, chips, chocolate chips, what
chocolate
are they?
Chips.
That's right. There you are, 6 years old. And fast forward the scene, it's as if there you are a little ways after. How are you feeling now?
Not good.
Not good. How do you know you don't feel good?
Just my body, heavy, sick feeling.
Mm-hmm. And as I pick up the hand, rewind a little ways before that. Can you find any of that sick feeling in your body before you ate those things?
No.
Scan your body, 6 years old. Can you find any of those stress sensations in your body now?
Just a little bit.
A little bit. As you focus on that feeling, as I count backwards from 5 to 1, follow that feeling. You're doing fantastic. Follow that feeling to an earlier time, to an earlier moment where you felt that way now. It's 5 and 4, backwards through time. 3 and 2, younger, smaller, in your own eyes, ears, and body. Number 1, be there in that experience now. In your own eyes, ears, and body, be there. First impression, daytime or nighttime?
Daytime.
Inside or outside?
Outside.
Alone or with someone? Be there. Describe the scene. What's going on?
Just good memories. My dad.
How do you know they're good memories? How do you feel?
Peaceful, happy.
That's right. How old are you there?
4. Small.
And scan that small body. Be inside of that small body now. Can you find any of that stressful sensation at all? Yes or no?
No.
Good. And allow these scenes to fade. Hold on to that feeling. Take a nice deep breath in as you let those lungs fill with air. As you exhale, just relax and hold on to that peaceful, good, happy sensation. As we're going to make use of this as a skill, as a resource, as an ability to make use of from this day forward. And I'd point out for a moment something rather interesting that your mind has done. As here we were for the last several moments, tracking through the mind, getting down to the early causes, the early origins, the patterns of that stressful sensation. It's an interesting psychological premise that everything in life that we feel has to be learned. We could maybe argue that a baby is only born with one fear, a fear of loud noises. A baby in the womb will even jump at the sound of a startling noise. Maybe as we're out of our mother's womb and then into the gravity of the world around us, perhaps a fear of falling might come next. Yet patterns of stress, response, patterns of being fearful of certain things, these things have to be learned. And as we've tracked through the mind, going into the origins, the early seeds that were planted, installing this issue that brought you here today. We'll work with these things in a moment, though it's rather interesting that your mind did something wonderful, a wonderful thing that actually shortcuts this change process quite a bit. As here we were tracking that stressful sensation, and your unconscious now beautifully navigated us instead to a peaceful place before these issues were ever there. As a wonderful moment that you can begin to trust in your conscious now. As all parts of your mind clearly want what's best for you. So as you walk out that door today, you begin to work with yourself rather than working against yourself. So one more time, take that nice deep breath in as you fill those lungs up with air. As you exhale, feel those peaceful, good sensations in your body. So much of life comes down to this game we play of coulda, woulda, shoulda. Oh, if I knew then what I know now, things would have been much easier. And yet here we are in a beautiful place where today, for you to know then, now, would give you all the skills, abilities you need to release this weight once and for all. As you'd like that, just nod your head. So without even having to think of it, even if there is a moment in which you find a stressful moment, particularly with your son, as if without even any sort of technique, without any sort of strategy, you can allow yourself to once again feel that same love you had. Feel those same peaceful sensations. As those things he's going through, that's not who he is. You know what's really there inside. The same as these stressful moments that may have been there up until now. And these reactions, that's not you. That's not who you are. And it's as if we can go into that experience. It's as if you can go into that moment at that young age and be there with yourself, 4 years old. The entire scene fades away around him, around you. As if you can be there with that little 4-year-old girl. There she is. She's happy. There she is. She's feeling good. She's feeling peaceful. And it's as if these feelings are contagious in a good way. Just being in the presence of her now, you allow yourself to remember these positive feelings flowing throughout your body now. The entire scenes around her pause and fade away. And it's as if you can go up to her and she immediately knows who you are. You are the grown-up her. And she is that little you. And today you can go up to her. Because you deserve to have the last word on these issues. You deserve to feel that same peaceful, happy sensation once again. And the interesting thing is this, today you are going to be the one to dissolve away these issues. Today you are going to be the one to dissolve away these problems. And the best part is, my favorite part of it at least, I'm not the one to do it for you, you are. Because today, inside of you and only you are the words that need to be said to release these patterns, to dissolve away these stressful feelings once and for all. So this is interesting. In a moment, I've been talking a lot. I get to become quiet. And as I become quiet, it's as if you get to speak to that little 4-year-old girl. It's as if you get to speak to that little 4-year-old you, and you get to tell her the things that she needs to hear. So that as she grows up, she doesn't have to go through these issues. She doesn't have to gain the weight. She doesn't have to bother losing it because it was never there in the first place. So in a moment, I'm going to become quiet. And you, as yourself today, get to tell that 4-year-old you everything it is that she needs to know, that as she navigates through your life, it's not a matter of just feeling okay. She can feel empowered. I'll give you a prompt to start things out. If you like it, use it. If you don't like it, change it, make it better. Because today, the words you speak to her, and say them out loud so she can hear them. Today, the words you share with her unravel these issues at their core. If you like this, use it. If you don't, change it, make it better. As you can tell her now, there's nothing wrong with you.
Thank you.
strong.
That's right.
And courageous. And fearless. And take one challenge at a time. Like line upon line, precept upon precept. Don't be afraid to try new things.
What else does she need to know?
Remain focused and remain knowledgeable about being of worth. Don't think you're not of worth. Just keep at that positive feeling.
That's right. And it's as if that four-year-old you can have all the knowledge, all the language, all the vocabulary that you have today, as you can follow these instructions immediately, automatically, as you can be that four-year-old you, because there's that grown-up you. And it's not just this game of coulda, woulda, shoulda, if I knew then what I know now. Because four, inside of you are the words that that adult you needs to be reminded of. To revitalize this happiness, this strength, this ability inside. What does that grown-up need to hear? Tell her now.
Don't give up. And remain strong. And face challenges without giving in to weakness. And believe in yourself.
That's right. And it's as if there you are as that adult. And the scene begins again. And this time allowing yourself to observe that little four-year-old you going through that experience, feeling loved, feeling happy, feeling peaceful. And letting those feelings spread far beyond the physical confines of her body, like rays of energy, like rays of sunlight. This is interesting, as you become aware of those feelings, those sensations spreading far beyond her. First impression, what color is that feeling?
Yellow.
As you focus on that yellow feeling, become aware, what texture is it?
Smooth.
And become aware of that yellow, smooth color, as if you can step inside of it now, as if you could let that spill and flow throughout your body, as if like marinating all the muscles, nerves, fibers of your body from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet, flowing comfortably, easily, healthfully throughout your bloodstream, reprogramming, reassessing, reevaluating, shifting into the positive. This flow of energy, this smooth yellow sensation, this happy feeling spreading throughout time and space, backwards in time, forwards through time, so that now, as I pick up this hand and drop it, you've observed that little four-year-old you. She's grown up a little bit. She's 6 years old. And there she is, and she's discovered a bag of chocolate chips. And you're observing the scene now. Though what's different? What's happening now? How's she doing? Just ate a couple. As she just eats a couple, how does she feel now?
Good.
Good. Does she feel satisfied?
Yes.
Does she need any more?
No.
No. Are you proud of her?
Yes.
Good. And as if, again, as I pick up this hand and drop it, you could observe her going through these experiences through life. So many you could not possibly think of them all consciously. Yet observing her now going through these experiences, there she is. She's grown. She's an adult. She's a mother. She's 23 years old. And there's those little kids. It's that end of the evening. They're finally down. Yet you're watching. You're observing. She's 23. What's new? What's different? How's she doing now? That's right. How do you know she's relaxed?
Breathing very calmly and just feeling happy.
Is she having to do anything to feel that way? Yes or no?
No.
No. Isn't that interesting? Finding that comfort, finding that satisfaction without needing something else. Allowing that satisfaction, that ease to arise from within. on your own. As I lift up this hand and drop it, be there. There she is. She's grown. She's 42 years old. And it's a moment where life happens. Things are going on around. And there she is in that kitchen. There she is around that freezer. Yet you're observing the scene. What's different now?
The refrigerator door is closed.
It's closed. What about the freezer door?
And that's closed as well.
What about the pantry door?
How's
she doing? What's going on? Describe the scene.
Just drinking water, walking around.
That's right. How does she feel?
Good.
Good. And it's as if you could observe her now moving forward in time. As if in a space that could only exist in the privacy of your own mind. There's a room, a round room of a comfortable size. And there she is. At the exact same age you are right now, down to the very second. There she is at the exact health and ability you desire to be, down to the very ounce. Down to every bit of strength, happiness, peacefulness. As if the entire environment is bathed in that smooth, yellow, positive sensation. As if you could observe her now as that person that you are ready to become. As if you're able to go up to her. And as if the two of you approach, as if like an electrical bond, as if like a magnetic charge is forming between the two of you approaching each other, as you can feel the two of you becoming one. As you can feel those sensations rising inside of you now. As this is how it's always been. This is who you are. And as you focus on those feelings inside of your body now, scan your body, what's that feeling inside of you now? Describe it.
Tingly, but more intense in a good way.
Tingly, but more intense in a good way. As you scan your body, where do you feel that tingly, intense feeling in your body now? Hands, arms, shoulders, chest. Isn't that interesting? It's always in the same place, yet the feeling, the difference is response to it. What's different about it now? How are you labeling it now?
Feeling empowered.
Empowered. Isn't that interesting? Your feelings are meaningless until meaning is attached. And in this moment now, harnessing that feeling, harnessing that energy, you're in the kitchen in these moments and your thoughts. Albert Einstein would say that energy is never created nor destroyed. It just becomes something else. Channeling those old feelings now, no longer stress. Instead, as you feel that empowerment rising inside of you, as you feel that positive energy flowing throughout you now, that smile on your face getting a little bit bigger, that empowered sensation growing stronger. Because as you focus on that feeling now, notice this, this is fun. As I count from the number one onward, let that empowered, tingly, confident feeling begin to rise throughout you more and more. As one, that feeling rising up throughout you. The number two, this yellow, smooth sensation spreading far beyond the physical confines of your body, like rays of energy, like rays of sunlight. The number four, spreading backwards and forwards through time, in time and through time. The number five, focus on that empowered sensation now. This is nothing new. This is who you are. And notice this, as I count backwards from 5 to 1, you can follow that feeling to a place as if it's 1 year from today. 5, moving forward through time. 4, into your own positive, healthy future. The number 3 and 2, into your own eyes, ears, and body. And the number 1, be there in that experience. It's 1 year from today. First impression, is it daytime or is it nighttime now?
Nighttime.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Alone or with someone? Alone. Be there. It's a year from now. Describe the scene. What's going on?
Sitting on my couch in the living room.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
Good.
Good. How do you know you feel good?
I feel confident and relaxed.
That's right. As you scan your body, what's new, what's different?
Feeling more confidence.
That's right. How's your health? How's your body? What's new? What's different?
Made some accomplishments.
What are those accomplishments? Feel those in your body. Describe them.
More empowerment, and I reached some goals.
What are those goals? What have you reached?
With my running.
That's right. How's your running?
Good. Completed my marathon.
That's right. Good. What about that body fat? Where is that now?
Right where I want it to be. Looking and feeling right at my goal weight.
That's right. As you become aware of your body, notice how easy it was. Like those things they sell at Staples, those little buttons. That was easy. Decide for yourself as you observe that place 1 year from today, just how easy it becomes as you can look to that place in your future and remember just how well you will have done. And focus on those empowered, accomplished feelings in your body. Where do you feel those the strongest inside of you?
Hands and arms.
That's right. Isn't that interesting? It always goes into the same place those old feelings used to be. They cannot exist at the same time. So as these empowered, accomplished, confidence feelings begin to rise throughout you more and more, those old sensations just don't work. And focus on these empowered feelings as one, letting them rise within you more and more. Two and three, building up stronger and stronger as four and five. Follow those great feelings to a place. It's 5 years from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be there. It's 5 years from now. Describe the scene. What's going on?
Daytime.
Inside or outside?
Outside.
Alone or with someone?
With someone.
You're outside. Be there in that experience. What's going on?
Taking a nice long walk.
A nice long walk. That's right. How do you feel?
Very good.
Good. And it's as if there along that walk, sounds in the distance mattering less and less because distractions are only there for the conscious mind. In fact, the awareness of distractions around you allows your unconscious now to choose the desired outcome even more easily. The same as it doesn't matter what's in the freezer, what's in the pantry, what moments in life occur, allowing yourself to navigate to this place in your future, your own health, your own happiness with ease, as if there you are with yourself 5 years from now. And it's as if like a little while ago, you can go up to yourself 5 years from now. And in a moment, I'm going to become quiet, and this time, so will you. Because in the privacy of your own thoughts, allow yourself to receive from yourself every bit of knowledge, every bit of insight, every bit of permission to guarantee that's where you're going. Lock this in as your path of success as you walk out that door today. Everything has a result somewhere in the body. And with every step, with every stride, with every bite, with every drink of water, with every moment in which you choose to feel that happy, positive sensation, you've got much more control over how you feel, guaranteeing that's where you're going. Take this bit of silence and receive from yourself every bit of knowledge, every bit of permission to guarantee that's where it's going. To guarantee that's going to be your result. And as this change is complete, either simply say the words, it's done, or just nod your head. Good. And as you walk out that door today, as you feel that warmth on your body, even as you find yourself in the moments that in the past may have seemed a bit of a challenge, as you now know in these moments you are strong, you are courageous, as you take these moments one at a time, you begin to find yourself now feeling physically stronger and fitter, more alert, more wide awake, and more energetic. Discovering now as you do new things, as you take better care of yourself, you find yourself feeling more independent. The ability to stick up for yourself, especially as it's to yourself, to hold your own, no matter how difficult or trying things may have seemed to be. As you scan all parts of your mind now, you have the knowledge. You have the permission. This is what you're doing now. We could say you've tried losing the weight. We could say you've tried controlling your emotional states. All that matters is you've tried feeling stress. You've tried eating in response to it, and that didn't work. And knowing for a fact now, as you walk out that door today, you take back control over how you feel. Yes, we can deal with a year from now, a 5 years from now. As I lift up this hand and drop it, be there. It's later this week. And there you are, and it's not who he is. It's something he's going through. There's your son in one of those stressful moments. Be there in that experience now. And what's new? What's different? How are you reacting? How are you responding now?
Calmer.
Calmer. What's new? What's different?
Able to walk in a different area of the house, walk away.
That's after. Right. Be there. How do you feel now?
Sad, but strong.
That's right. And as you're strong, imagine now, with every moment that you are strong, projecting that same yellow, smooth, positive, peaceful sensation, that wonderful gift of a sensation that you felt in that moment with your father, send that over to your son as well. And as you observe that moment, what's different now? That's right. And as you scan your body, try to find some of that old stress trigger response. Scan your body. Can you find any of it now? Look for it. Can you find any of it left?
No.
Well, come on, try. I know you're here. The wonderful distraction of little buzzing gadgets in the room. The same as we have distractions in the real world. Embrace it. As you scan your body, can you find any of that old sensation now? I mean, look for it. Try to find it. It goes further and further away. Try to track it down. Can you find any of it?
Not the same.
Not the same. What is it now?
There's a little heaviness, but it's not anything like it was. It's more comforting, actually.
It's more comforting. It serves you now, doesn't it? And as you hold on to those empowered sensations, as I pick up this hand and drop it, be there in your mind. It's a moment where perhaps it's another family member, perhaps it's a friend and there's something going on. It's that same old story. Things are piling up. How are you feeling now? That's right. There you are. As I pick up the hand and drop it, be there. It's a moment where in the past there might have been a whole lot of issues going on and a whole lot of choices for the wrong foods in the house. Be there in that moment. What's happening now?
I can remember who I am, my goals.
As you remember who you are and your goals, as you hold on to that feeling, as you walk out that door today, you take back control of your life. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. As I count from 1 to 5, letting that energy rise on up. And at the count of 5 and only 5, those eyelids will easily reopen as your mind integrates these experiences for yourself as your reality from this day forward. As 1, energy rising, feeling stronger and stronger. The number 2, throughout the rest of the day, discovering and surprising yourself just how empowered you become. This is nothing new. This is who you are. With every bite of food, with every portion left behind on the plate that your body doesn't need, with every stride as you walk, as you run, growing stronger and stronger. 3 and 4, beneath those eyelids, the eyes clearing as if they've been bathed in that wonderful, clear summer air. 5, letting those eyelids reopen now. Big smile on your face, feeling refreshed, yes, feeling alert, feeling good. And you do feel good.
I do.
Don't you? High five. Look like you needed that. You take care of that buzzing. Or in a moment or two.
I'm only allowed to. It's probably my kids. They're fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
got a... It's a wonderful metaphor, but I got a beautiful voicemail. My voicemail going out says, calls be returned Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And when you leave me 6 voicemails on Sunday morning before 7 a.m. with this game of, I know you're there, I can hear you, pick up. It's like, that's not how answering machines work anymore. Though what's interesting is that there's some people who do this work that would stick headphones on you. And we work in a vacuum of sound,
oh,
but
yeah.
I've actually found by incorporating buzzing, gadgets,
yes,
noises,
I
and
know.
All of that, it's that moment where suddenly I was at this event and all this food was out and just, I couldn't care less about it. It's just there. I don't need that. Yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Have we scheduled the next?
We haven't. So yeah. We are actually.
And I think our schedules are similar, that you're away next week.
Next week. Are you away?
So am I.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
I remembered that.
And then you're back the week after?
Yes.
What if we did Wednesday the 31st, 10 a.m.?
Okay, 10 a.m.
Yeah, and I'll set that up.
In school. That's crazy.
Nice. Ours. And you take care of that, and I'll send you.
Okay.